Good morning, America. I think we've solved for one thing for our entire campaign, whether you're Democrat or Republican. I think we solved for the one thing we all needed to understand in politics, where we shine our light on what to do, what not to do, the good things versus the bad things. I believe we've all came to the conclusion that Donald Trump and all of this reporting can be summed up to the potential of astroturfing and what that might mean as a lobbyist, as a podcast holder, so on and so forth, any career, what astroturfing just might mean. But we're going to focus on what astroturfing and its potential most likely means for Donald Trump. If Donald Trump has astroturfed his campaign, it is to say that with Donald Trump becoming president on the electoral side of the entire campaign, promise that what we essentially did was avoid the normal popularity vote and swayed or vetoed popularity into electoral choice. This electoral college notion that these people share are typically electoral college students and AP polls associated with a popular presidential candidate and a electoral undergrad, essentially a man or a woman that did not become president with popularity but had majority rule in electoral college. This astroturfing, and what I mean by astroturfing, is to take into account the Cambridge school, and in this case we'll simplify to Cambridge Analytica, and shine the spotlight on what it means to wash a campaign and astroturf, gerrymander, and select illegal candidate Donald Trump for the sake of students and their study. We cannot let electoral colleges astroturf our American dream with their desire to study people, psychological, mental circumstances, or popular light must be enforced on us through the popular vote. But if we give opportunity for schools to essentially proclaim new deans, what you see is a piss poor micromanagement on the grand scale of our executive privileges and our civil liberties, making it more difficult to acquire equality. We all know that people and their passions can get in the way of other people and their passions. Some of us, when we say the American dream, understand the agenda is to be a supportive nation, to help others get out of poverty, but also to establish within ourselves America, to establish within America the actual American dream. Equality, equality, equality. Rights to abortion, the rights to marriage, closing the wage gap, and allowing ourselves to blossom in a pyramid that is good. It's like stacking apples, creating a good pyramid. Everybody gets something from it. but you don't want to upset the established order. Give one person permission to just snatch a bottom apple and cause chaos. Astroturfing would be someone snatching the bottom apple. The old pyramid crumbles. But we can walk away in this campaign, understanding that the potential Donald Trump has served America was something I would say is akin to astroturfing being illegal, yet good for citizenship, where the citizens can learn the right way to be more civil, to uphold ourselves to civil discourse, and pursue the alternative means, of cooperative efforts. Astroturfing creates problems for certain political candidates. Coercion, duress. However, no matter how negative it is for Donald Trump and how close it will take us to his impeachment, he just might be impeached because of astroturfing. However, we citizens will benefit from his impeachment regardless. We learn something. What not to do in politics. That is our president. That is our lesson. My name is Kyle James Krautstrunk. Thank you for paying attention to this podcast. There will be many more like it, ranging in its entertainment value. Hopefully, the rest of this ASMR antic will shine a light on some time to study and some time to think. Enjoy. 11 minutes.